Welcome to Good Hope Through Grace.
Welcome again to Good Hope Through Grace. I'm Pastor Jeff Arthur Sr. of the Elizabeth Baptist Church in Bancroft, West Virginia. I thank you so much for tuning in to our radio broadcast this evening. I also would like to take this opportunity to thank those who have sent us emails and different cards of thanks for the radio broadcast. They are very encouraging, and we do indeed appreciate knowing that the Lord is using it to touch folks' hearts. So I encourage you also to, if this broadcast is a blessing to you, to write us and to send us or perhaps send us an email. My son will be giving you the address and the email address at the end of the broadcast. I encourage you to do that. It's very encouraging, of course, to us. Now tonight, our Bible study is going to come from the book of Matthew chapter 14, and we're going to be focusing on verses 22 and through verse 31. I'm going to read those verses for you so you listen real good to them as I read them. And what we're going to entitle, and this is why you need to listen, what we're going to entitle this lesson this evening is Four Truths to Remember in a Storm. Four Truths to Remember in a Storm. So let's go ahead and read the text, and then we'll begin to look at those four different truths that we want to share with you. It says, straightway Jesus, Matthew 14 and verse 22, straightway Jesus constrained his disciples to get into a ship and to go before him unto the other side while he sent the multitude away. And when he had sent the multitudes away, he went up into a mountain apart to pray. And when the evening was come, he was there alone. But the ship was now in the midst of the sea, tossed with waves, for the wind was contrary. And in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went unto them walking on the sea. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, it is a spirit, for they cried out for fear. But straightway Jesus spake unto them, saying, be of good cheer, it is I, be not afraid. And Peter answered and said, Lord, if it be thou, bid me come unto thee on the water. And he said, come. And when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. But when he saw the wind was boisterous, he was afraid. And he, beginning to sink, he cried, saying, Lord, save us. And immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught him and said unto him, O thou of little faith, wherefore didst thou doubt? Well, as I announced, we're going to title this message, Four Truths to Remember in a Storm. And the first one we're going to look at here in verse 22. Now, I'm using the storm as in relation to storms of life. We're not guaranteed in this life we won't face times of storms, times, distressing times, times of trial, times when things happen in our life that we just absolutely don't understand, times when we're afraid, distressing times, or as we've already said, times of storm. Well, the first truth you need to remember when you're in a storm, now if you're not in one, eventually you will be, because we're not promised in this life we'll never face times of storms. We're not promised in this life we won't face times of trouble or times of trials. As a matter of fact, Jesus said to his disciples in John 16, in this world, ye will have tribulation. There'll be times of tribulation that you face in this life. Well, here's four truths to remember when you face those times of storms. Number one, Jesus, in this text, is said to have sent them across. Straightway, Jesus constrained his disciples to get into a ship to go before him to the other side while he sent the multitude away. Jesus is the one that sent them across the Sea of Galilee to go to the other side. And this brings us to our first purpose, the first truth to remember. Jesus has a purpose for allowing you into a storm. I mean, if you're a child of the King, if you know Christ as your Savior, you're His son, you're His daughter, you're His child, He's always with you. But if he allows you to go into a storm, then he has a purpose for it. And that's one of the things that you need to remember, but you'll find also that that's one of the first things that you have a tendency to forget. When difficult times, hard times, distressing times, stormy times comes into our lives, sometimes it knocks our focus off and we forget that if we're in a storm, then the Lord Jesus has permitted that and he has permitted that for a purpose. Now folks, that's the truth you got to remember. He has a purpose. Let me state the truth again. He has a purpose for allowing his people into a storm. That's always true. There is a purpose for everything that he permits into the life, into the lives of his children. Now, folks, Jesus always sees the storm coming. I mean, he has all power. He knows all things. He knew all about this storm coming on the Sea of Galilee, but yet he sent his disciples across the sea anyhow, knowing the situation that they were going into, but yet at the same time having a purpose, having a reason for them going into it. Well, that helps me when I remember that in my life also, because many times I lose track of that. And a storm will happen, and then we just fall apart. We just absolutely fall apart. Things we think are out of control, but the fact remains here, Jesus was in control the whole time. And he had a purpose for allowing them to go into the situation that they were in, and I can assure you that he has a reason, if you know him, for permitting you into the situation that you are into also. Wanting to teach you something. Wanting to show you something. Now, I'm sure during the time of the storm, the disciples never understood. They didn't have no idea why they were in the situation that they were in. And as we read the text, you can see the panic state that no doubt that they were in. They were fearful. They were afraid. But my friend, they got to see some pretty great things. Not only did they get to see Jesus walk on water, wouldn't you love to see Jesus walk on water? But for in order for you to see that, you would have had to be in the midst of the storm. Sometimes the Lord shows you some tremendous things. Sometimes he shows you his great power. Sometimes he shows you things that you need to know and need to learn. And he shows you these things in the midst of a storm. I've learned a lot of things over the years. Through the different trials that I faced in my life. The Lord had a purpose for them. There's some things that he wanted to teach me in my life. Perhaps he wanted me to draw up closer to him. But he always has a purpose for every storm he allows his children to row into. He always has a purpose for them. And this you must know. And this you must trust. So they got to see Jesus walk on water. They got to experience they had this on another occasion. Jesus calmed the storm, but they were in the middle of the sea when Jesus was walking to them, and immediately when Jesus stepped into the boat, they were at the other side. They covered distance, maybe 3 miles, in a moment of time. They got to see this great display of the power of God. And folks, that was worth the storm. To get to see him walking on the water, to see the covering of distance in just a moment of time. Remember, they went from the middle of the sea to the other side of the sea in just a little bit. As soon as Jesus stepped in the boat, it says immediately they were at the other side. And it would have been worth experiencing that just to see these great truths accomplished. Well, folks, God has a purpose for every storm he allows in the lives of his children. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 is a great text of scripture. And verse 5 and 6 is what we'll probably read. Let me go to the text and read it for you. It says, "Trust in the Lord with all thy heart. and lean not unto your own understanding. Now, when a storm comes and you don't understand what's going on, and many times you don't because you don't have all the information. You know, the disciples, when they were in the midst of the Sea of Galilee, they never understood all that was going on. But after it was done, they did. Once they got all the information, they understood why the Lord did what he did. Well, my friend, when you don't understand, what the Lord wants you to do is trust him. You can either lean into your own understanding, which will cause you to be more fearful, which will cause you to doubt, which will cause you to lose heart, or you can trust in the Lord with all your heart. And in all your ways acknowledge him, and he'll direct his path. That's Proverbs 3. He'll direct your path. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. When you don't understand, he wants you to trust him. And I can guarantee you one thing. When you get more information, you'll understand that the Lord knew what he was doing every step of the way. All right. Let's remind ourselves again what our lesson is this evening. We're looking at four truths to remember when you're in a storm. Are you in a storm? Here's the first thing you need to remember. He has a purpose for allowing you into this storm. He has a purpose for everything he permits in the lives of his children. And you have to trust that. Don't try to lean to your own understanding. That'll mess you up. You don't have enough information right now. Lord may show you later why he allowed you to be in that storm, but I can guarantee you one thing. If he allowed you to be in it, he has a purpose for it. Knowing that gives you strength. Knowing that reminds you that he is still in control. And knowing that will help you rise above the situation. Well, let's look at truth number two. Truth number two. Now, as we look at the book of Mark, I'm going to go to the parallel text in the book of Mark that you don't get here in the text in the book of Matthew. You can look at the parallel text in the other Gospels and sometimes gain more information about the story that you're looking at. Now, in the book of Mark chapter 6, it tells us that, remember, whenever Jesus sent the disciples across the Sea of Galilee, he went right up on the mountaintop for the purpose of praying. And that brings that out in the book of Mark chapter 6. I don't believe it brings it out in the book of Matthew in the book of Matthew 14, but it does bring it out in the book of Mark chapter 6. Now, it says this, and straightway he constrained his disciples again to a ship. We read that in the book of Matthew. Now we're reading it in Mark. That while he sent the people away, verse 46, and when he had sent them away, he departed into a mountain to pray. He departed into a mountain to pray, and when even was come, the ship was in the midst of the sea, and he was alone on the land, and he saw them. Now here's what I want you to see. He saw them. Now, that's the part, I believe, that doesn't record that. I believe Matthew 14 records that he went up to a mountain to pray, but Matthew 14 doesn't record that he saw them. He saw them. That's the part I want to show you from the book of Mark chapter 6. Now, this brings us to our second truth. Here they were in the midst of the sea, in the midst of it now. I think it was about 6 miles wide. So they were in the middle. They went out about 3 miles, and they were right in the midst of the sea, and Jesus saw them. So it looked like they were alone. It looked like they were by themselves. It looked like that Jesus didn't know what was going on. But my friends, Jesus did know what was going on, and this brings us to our second truth. This is another truth that you need to remember. In a storm, Jesus still had them in sight. Jesus still had them in sight. He saw them. He knew exactly what was going on. He knew exactly the situation that they were in. Jesus knew because he was watching. Scriptures teach that the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous, and his ears are open to their prayer. So Jesus not only sent them across and had a purpose for it, but he also still had them inside. They weren't outside. They weren't outside his vision. He knew them. He knew the situation. and he still had them inside. Now, folks, that gives you a blessing. Jesus knows what you're going through. Jesus sees you, but actually, more than that, he's with you. One of the great promises of Scripture is that the Lord will never leave us, nor will he ever forsake us. That means that we won't face any storm by ourselves. Anything we ever face in life, we'll never face that alone. Now, we don't know what kind of storms we may face. We don't know what kind of hardships we may face. We don't know what kind of trouble we may face. But we can know one thing. Whatever we face, our Master will be with us in it. And he always has us in sight. One of the things old Satan whispers, where's your God? Where is your God? I thought he loved you. I thought he cared. Well, folks, you can rest assured he cares. You can rest assured that he loves you. And you can also rest assured that he is still on his throne, still in charge, and still working all things out after the counsel of his own will. In the book of Psalms, the question is asked, where is thy God? And the answer then is given, God is on his throne, and he hath done whatsoever hath pleased him. And my friend, that's how it is with us. Not only does he have a purpose for the storm, but he still has you in sight. He knows what's going on. He's with you. He's there. And my friend, if God's watching, if your sweet king is watching, that means he still has the situation under control. Another statement of strength that we like to quote a lot in our church is that our God is in control even when things look out of control. Our God is still in control. So when you're going through a storm, these are two great truths that you need to remember that will lift you up and encourage you in it. They're true, my friend. They might not feel like they're true at the time, but they indeed are true. Jesus has a purpose for the storm. One of these days you'll know the purpose. Until you do, you got to trust him. Number two, Jesus still has you in sight. He still has you in sight because he's always with you. And he'll never leave you and never forsake you. Let's move to the third truth now. The third truth. Now our focus is going to change from all 12 disciples to Simon. Simon Peter desires to get out of the boat. When Jesus comes walking on the water. Simon Peter says, Lord, if it be you, if it be thou, bid me to come to thee on the water. He had a desire to go be with the Lord. Everybody always cuts down Simon Peter for getting out of the boat and then sinking, but at least he was willing to get out of the boat. He wanted to be where Jesus was at, and he requests to come to him. And Jesus responded to Simon's request with one word. Jesus said to come. Well, my friend, when Jesus said to come, it was absolutely safe to come. Everything would have been fine. Jesus gave him a word here, a word of promise, a word of comfort. Simon wanted to come to him. Jesus said, come on, come. Well, Simon Peter gets out of the boat, and this is the great miracle in this text. It says he walked on the water to go to Jesus. Now, that's a miracle. Jesus was God in the flesh. Jesus was the creator. Jesus was master over nature. Simon Peter is just a man. But through the power of Jesus, he was able to stand on the water in the midst of a storm. What happened? As Simon Peter went, and it says he saw the wind was boisterous and he was afraid, fear began to take over, doubt began to take over, and he started to sink. Why did Simon Peter sink? Well, often he said he took his eyes off Jesus, and that is true. I'm sure he's seen the wind. And so what the text says, he saw the wind, and he was afraid. But Jesus, whenever he sank, or began to sink, when Simon called out to him, reached down and lifted him up. And Jesus said, O thou of little faith, wherefore did you doubt? Simon sank because he doubted. What did he doubt? He doubted Jesus' word. Jesus said, come. Absolutely safe to come if Jesus said, come. And whenever he trusted Jesus' word, he stood on the water. But then when he seen the wind and the waves and he began to doubt Jesus' word, he sank. My friend, when you look at your life, and when you're in a storm and it's overwhelming you and you're beginning to sink in it, usually the reason is because you are doubting the promises of God. Simon Peter sank because he doubted the promise. Many times we sink because we doubt the promises. Let me give you a word here to remember. It says when they are actually a sentence, but let me give you this statement. When the circumstances that we are in seem greater than the promises of God, we sink. When the circumstances we are in seem greater than the promises of God, that's when we sink. The third truth that we must remember whenever we're in a storm is we must remember to trust the promises of God. God's promises are true, but they're not going to be a blessing to us unless we trust them. We're not going to be able to stand upon the storm, the waves of the storm, unless we trust them. The moment you doubt the Lord's promises is when you sink. And that's exactly what happened to Simon. Jesus said, come, it was safe. Simon doubted. He did good for a while. But when he started to doubt what Jesus said, he sank. That's exactly what Jesus told him. Wherefore did you doubt? What did he doubt? He doubted the word when Jesus said to come, and he sank. What are the promises of God to us? He's promised never to leave us, nor never forsake us. Hebrews 13:5. He promised in Philippians 4:13 that we can do all things through Christ, which strengthens us. He promises in Romans 8 that all things work together for the good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purposes. He's promised in Ephesians 3:20 that he is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think. These are great promises that we need to claim and trust whenever we're going through a storm. Peter knew the promise to come, but he doubted the promise and sank. You might know the promises, but if you don't trust them, they're not going to strengthen you. But if you do trust them, they'll rise you above the waves. And they'll give you strength. And you'll be able to go through that which before appears to be impossible for man in his own strength. Let's move on to truth number 4. Our time is starting to run out. I want to get all 4 in this broadcast. And the 4th one is that Jesus never let him sink. I think that's wonderful. Jesus lifted him up. Jesus lifted him up. His faith wasn't what it should have been. I mean, we got to give him credit for getting out of the boat. We got to give him credit for standing on the water for a while. But he did indeed doubt. But when he called upon Jesus, Jesus reached down and lifted him up. And that's the truth you need to remember. Jesus will lift you up. There's no lack of power on his part to lift you up. But you got to call on him. That's what Simon Peter did. He said, Lord, save me. He was sinking. He was being covered up. And Jesus reached down and lifted him up. He lifted him up. My friend, that's what you have to do. You have to realize that Jesus can lift you up and you have to call upon Him. That's a great truth to remember. Sometimes we'll go through a storm and we'll get aggravated and we'll get mad at the Lord. And then we'll just fume. And my friend, what we need to do is call on Him. Call on Him. Ask Him to lift you up. Lord, I'm sinking here. I'm losing strength. My friend, scriptures teach that we need to call upon the name of our God. We need to let our requests be made known to Him. And He'll give you peace. And He'll strengthen you in the storm. He can give you strength in the storm. And these truths must be remembered in order for that to happen. Well, folks, let me go over what we've looked at so far, because I want this to be clear to you as best that I can make it clear. What to do in a storm is what we're looking at. Four truths. Here's actually the title, Four Truths to Remember in a Storm. I give you four. Let me go over them with you real fast. Number one, you got to remember there is a purpose for the storm, or Jesus wouldn't allow you to go into it. That's the first truth you have to remember. When you figure Jesus in this equation, it'll help you be able to handle it. Number two, you got to remember that Jesus has you in sight. Jesus has you in sight. He knows what you're going through. He knows what you're going through. And He's with you. Number three, you got to trust these promises. If the circumstances you're in seems greater than the promises of God, you'll sink every time. You have to trust these promises. And I give you some in the radio broadcast that you need to trust. That He's with you, that all things work together for the good, that you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Those are just a few. You need to trust the promises. And then number four, you need to remember that Jesus can lift you up. What must you do? You got to go to Him. You got to call on Him. Ask Him to help you. Ask Him to strengthen you. You're His child. He loves you. And my friend, He'll lift you up in the very midst of the storm. I've seen people in the midst of some pretty horrible situations. And I've seen the Lord lift them up. Give them peace. Give them rest. And give them strength to where they stood above it, even in the midst of it, with the power that our sweet King has the ability to give. May God add His blessings to this word. If you'd like a free copy of this broadcast this evening, write to the address given at the end of the broadcast by my son. Thank you for listening.
That will conclude this week's Good Hope Through Grace. We want to ask you to join us again next week at 7:30 on Monday evening, or you can join us anytime on the web at www.ghtg.org. Good Hope Through Grace is sponsored by the Elizabeth Baptist Church, P.O. Box 75, Bancroft, West Virginia, 25011.